USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today I'm back to announce our action plan to battle COVID-19 this winter. And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
President Biden visited NIH and spoke on the COVID-19 Omicron variant.
More appointments, more hours, more times and sites to walk in, providing boosters shots for up to 110 million Americans who are eligible for boosters.
Friday, the president will talk to the nation on the November jobs report that took a turn in the wrong direction, reported on Thursday. The Senate averted a government shutdown with many Senate Republicans voting for the funding into mid-February. In the end, senators on both sides of the aisle realized that a government shutdown would anger the public, and both parties would wind up taking the blame. On the Capitol Hill horizon, the nation's debt limit will once again need to be addressed soon. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee. So that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th. So call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Alec Baldwin, with gentle, ominous music playing in the background on ABC News, gave the news outlet some thoughts on what happened the day a gun he was holding shot and killed the cinematographer.
Alec Baldwin giving his first interview since a deadly shooting on a movie set.
I've spoken to the sheriff's department multiple times. I don't have anything to hide, you know what I mean?
During that interview with ABC News, Baldwin was asked about how that live round made its way onto the movie set.
That's for a criminal investigation to solve. I have no idea. I have no idea. I take that back. I have some ideas, but that's not for me to say.
The incident left the cinematographer on the movie Rust dead and its director wounded. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two NASA astronauts completed an hours-long spacewalk on Thursday that was postponed due to space debris. The successful spacewalk lasted 6.5 hours to replace a faulty antenna. It should be noted this morning the ISS had to swerve to avoid more space debris. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Actor Alec Baldwin went to ABC News to plead his case to the American people. On October 21st, Baldwin was rehearsing a scene on the New Mexico set of his planned film, Rust, when a gun he was holding discharged, fatally striking the cinematographer.
Well, I think that there's a criminal investigation. That could be a while. There's all kinds of civil litigation. And I thought there were a number of misconceptions, most of it from sources I really wouldn't concern myself about. But a couple that I did concern myself about where there were these authoritative statements about this is what happened. The sheriff's department hasn't even released a report to the DA yet. The reason I wanted to sit down with you is because I really feel like I can't wait for that process to end in February, March. I mean, I'm not asking them to speed it up for my benefit. That's ridiculous. But I am saying that they're going to do what they need to do, and I wanted to come to talk to you to say that I would go to any lengths to undo what happened.
An investigation into the incident has been underway for a month, and Baldwin claims he did not pull the trigger. SpaceX deployed 48 more satellites for its Starlink broadband constellation Thursday, along with two remote sensing spacecraft for Black Sky, in a mission that breaks the record for Falcon 9 launches in a calendar year. All satellites successfully separated from the Falcon 9 in low Earth orbit. The launch was from Space Launch Complex 40 in Cape Canaveral, Florida. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.